Okay, name of Messiah Yaleh. We're on Kufi Tesomid base. That we have Rav Yehuda in the name of Shmuel, Eimaftir Nachar Matzah Bikom. Not only Pesach, and the reason the Mishnah says Pesach Dafka and not Matzah is because I might think that by Pesach, since it has such a strong tam, there's no reason why you can't eat after it. But Matzah, Kol Shekein, Vada you can't eat after. Because whatever you'll eat will take away the tam. Name of Messiah Yaleh, Asuvgonim, Vahadufshonim, Vahiskaritin, Odom Amalei Kreso Mehem. You can fill yourself up with all different kinds of Pesach Dikka cakes, but you have to eat a kazayis of matzah at the end. Bachrona in, barishona nolo. Mashma, that the matzah has to be eaten, mamish is the very last thing, and you can't eat anything else after that. Suvganim, rikikim, hasuyim, kisfug, like sponge cake. Mitoshi sauce and raka ain't toras lechem aleim. They're not considered bread. Va'anan bo'in and lechem. They receive lechem only. Tuvshonim mitugonim b'shemen udvash. They ain't lechem only, ala lechem osher. It's matzah, but it's lechem osher. B'rishon alo, they ain't olam reshai lechol klum achar matzah schova. Once you eat matzah schova, then you can't eat anything else after that. So what's it called? Tosfos here says there's two different ways of learning what that means. One is that since matzah has to be eaten ala sova, just like what's it called, korban pesach, zecher the korban pesach, and you want to leave the tam of matzah in your mouth, so therefore, what's it called, you eat matzah in the beginning in order to be able to have the last matzah ala sova. And really the ikur matzah, we had this before, that you yotze the mitzvah with is the matzah you eat at the end of the Seder, the afikomen. But since you're going to eat matzah in the beginning of the Seder too, so you already make the bracha on the matzah in the beginning, even though it's not l'shem mitzvah. Just like we had before, that if you have maror for the first tibul, even though it's not l'shem mitzvah's maror, but you still make the bracha on maror, and it goes for the end. Same thing with kiyah shofar. According to some opinions, the ikur kiyah shofar is what we do in musaf. But we make the bracha on the tkiyas that are just la'arbiv esasotin, stam. Same thing over here. Here, the first matzah is to be able to eat the other matzah la'sova. It's not the ikr mitzvah. But you make the bracha on that, since how could you eat it and not make a bracha, and then dafki eat it later and make the birchus ha-mitzvah. That's one way of learning. Another way of learning is that the ikr is the first one. Right, the ikur matzah that you yotze the mitzvah with is the first one, and the only thing is we eat the last one in order to makayim the sinyan that you should have the tam matzah in your mouth. The mitzvah matzah yotze with the first kazayis, and we eat again matzah at the end of the meal to keep the tam of matzah in our mouths. Not the ikur mitzvah, but since we want to leave the tam of matzah, so we eat the last one zecher lekorban pesach and leave the tam in our mouth. Okay, and therefore vada you make the bracha on the first one. Okay, so the Marsh says, no, Lomi boy komer. It's not, no raya from here. Could be the halachas like that, but there's no raya from here. Lomi boy barishona de ko'ochel teyova, right? Avada, you can, what's it called, eat these things first, and eat what's it called, the matzah first, when you're with teyovon, and be yotze. There's no shayla, it could be yotze matzah with the first kazayas, and eat after it. But I might think that if you leave the matzah to the end, that's no good, because not only will you be eating it ala sova, you may be eating it achila gasa. No, that you could either eat the matzah in the beginning and eat after it, or eat the matzah in the end and not eat after it. Either way is okay, and therefore there's no raya from here that you can't eat after matzah. If you're only going to have one kazayas, then that first kazayis, you're not going to have the tam of matzah in your mouth, because you're not going to eat any more matzah. So the maisa, either way is okay. That's the way you could learn this gemara, this braisa, and therefore there's no raya from here that you can't eat after the last kazayis of matzah. Okay. But the maisa, the halacha is like that. Marzutra masni hochi. Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda, Rav Shmuel. Rav Yosef said, in the name of Yehuda, in the name of Shmuel, maftir and achar ha-matzah pikomen. Just the opposite. You're allowed to eat after matzah. Only after korban pesach not, but after matzah yes. Marzah's name is Sayele, ein maftir and achar ha-pesach ha-pikomen. Achar ha-pesach delo, aval achar matzah maftirin. right? Let's say the Mishnah is a raya to that, that you're allowed to eat after matzah because it just says Pesach in the Mishnah. Where it says Lomi Boy Kamer. Lomi Boy Acher Matzah Dol Nafish Tami. Aval Acher Pesach Ein Malo Kamash Malo. No raya from the Mishnah. The Mishnah is telling me a chiddush. Even after Pesach, you can't eat. The matzah is understood because matzah has a very weak time. So vada you can't eat after it because you have to keep the time in your mouth. But Pesach has a strong time. I might think there you could eat. The Mishnah tells me no, even Pesach not. So there's no raya from our Mishnah. Meisvei, now the kasha, hasufganim, vadubshanim, vaisgritim, other mamali kresum mehavachi yochlach kezayis matzah bachrona, bachrona in brishon alo. Same thing we brought as a raya to the other shita that ain't maftir nachra matzah. Now we're trying to ask a question if maftir nachra matzah. If you're allowed to eat after matzah, then why does it say over here you can only eat these things before your yotze the matzah, not afterwards? Mar says, no, lomi boya kamer. The understanding of this brisa is, lomi boya brishona dekoch leteyavon. A vadi, if you want to be yotze matzah with the first kezayis and eat after it, that's fine, because then you're eating matzah leteyavon. But I might think if you leave the matzah to the end of the meal, it's going to be achila gasa. No, you can leave it to the end of the meal too. But really, mikradin, you're allowed to eat after it also. So we have two different lishonos over here in what Shmuel said. Either maftir nachra matzah afikomen or ain maftir nachra matzah afikomen. Okay, so Rashbam. No Rashbam. Omar Rafa. And we talk a paskin that ain't maftir nachra matzah fikomen, and that you don't eat anything that could take away the tam, and also you don't drink anything intoxicating, because there are all different reasons why. Some say the reason you can't drink is because you may get drunk and forget to say halal. But after the halal is over, you can drink anything. Others hold that there's nothing wrong with drinking. Drinking doesn't take away the tam of the matzah, only eating takes away the tam of the matzah. And some say it's only things that fill you up that you're not allowed to eat after the matzah, because we're afraid that you'll eat them, what's it called, that you won't eat them before, and you won't eat the matzah ala sova, or you won't eat the korban pesach ala sova, and this is zecher to that. Okay, Omar Rafa, matzah b'shman hazed v'raisa, matzah even today when there's no beis hamikdash is min haTorah. Umara de Rabbanan, and Mara is only the Rabbanan. Where it says, Umaishna Mara de Chsiv al Matzah sum Rorim, Bisman de Ika Pesach yesh Mara, Bisman de Leka Pesach Leka Mara, Matzah Nomi, Chsiv al Matzah sum Rorim, Matzah, what's it called? What's the difference between Matzah and Mara? Both of them are only a mitzvah together with Korban Pesach. Al Matzah sum Rorim Yochlu. So when there's no Korban Pesach, there's no mitzvah of Mara, there's no mitzvah of Matzah either. Where it says, Matzah Mahadar Hadar Bekra. No, there's another Pasik that made matzah a chiyuv by itself. Be'erev tochlu matzos. It says, Be'erev tochlu matzos. That matzah is not the matzah you eat with Korban Pesach. That's a separate mitzvah of matzah for the time when there is no Korban Pesach. Rav Acher bar Yaakov Omer, Echad zev, Echad zev d'Rabbanan. Rav Acher bar Yaakov holds that both matzah and morer b'zman hazeh only d'Rabbanan. Elo haksi be'erev tochlu matzos. It says be'erev tochlu matzos. Person who is Tomei or Bederech Rechoka is not going to bring Korban Pesach. So he has to eat matzah. The Sokadai Techamina, given the Pesach lo achli, matzah umoranam, ilo necho, kamash malo, and that he has to eat matzah and morer, mashma. So some Rishonim learn morer is lavdavka, because morer never had said another pasuk. So this pasuk is going not on a time when there's no Korban Pesach, but for a person who's not going to bring Korban Pesach in a time when there is Korban Pesach, then it only tells me he has to eat matzah. But mor ain't a chanami. If you're not eating Korban Pesach, you don't eat mor. And some Rishonim say no, that in the time when there's a Korban Pesach, even if you're not eating Korban Pesach, then the pasuk by matzah tells me also that you have to eat mor too. Even though we don't learn that for Bizman Hazer, but in the time of the Korban Pesach, if you weren't eating Korban Pesach, you still had to eat matzah and mor. And the pasuk of matzah comes to tell me that even though there's no Korban Pesach, you have to eat matzah and mor. Bizman Hazer, though, nobody holds like that. Bizman Hazer, if the pasuk is going Bizman Hazer, then it only comes to tell me matzah, and mor is only the Rabbanan Bizman Hazer. V'rava Amar Lecha, Tomei V'shoyi V'derek R'choka Lo Tzarech Kroh. You don't need a pasuk to tell me that somebody who's not bringing Korban Pesach because he's Tomei and Derek R'choka has to eat matzah. Why? D'lo gari me'orul ben necher. It's no different than an Orel and a Ben Nechar. And there I know for sure they have to eat matzah. The Tanya, call Orel or Yochal Bo. An Orel is not allowed to eat it, meaning the Korban Pesach. Bo in Orel, matzah mor. He's allowed to eat matzah mor, and since he's allowed to eat it, he's chayiv to eat it. He's like having a Jew. He has a chiyuv to eat matzah, just like anybody. So male, if an Orel and a Ben Nechar have to eat matzah and mor, so even though they're not bringing Korban Pesach, they can't eat Korban Pesach, so a Tommy and a Derek Rechok also have to eat matzah and mor, even though they're not bringing Korban Pesach. So why do we need the Pasuk there of Tochlo Matzos? To tell me, even when there is no Korban Pesach, when it's Bizman Hazeh, when there's no Beis HaMikdash, you also have to eat matzah. The Idach, the other one who says you do need a Pasuk to tell me that a Tommy and Derek Rechok should eat matzah, they have a Chiyuv of matzah, even though they're not eating Korban Pesach. Ksi Bahai, Utsrichi. You need both. You need a pasuk to tell me that an Orel and a Ben Nechar have to eat matzah, and you have to have a pasuk to tell me that a Tommy and Derek Rechoka have to eat matzah. Why? The Rashbam, the Gemara doesn't explain why. The Rashbam will explain why. Okay, matzah bizman hazeh deraisa, laila harishon chova. The first night of Pesach, matzah is a chiyuv. Ahumi boile le Tommy v'shoi b'derek Rechoka. Has it a chiyuv? Because it says a separate pasuk, be'erev tochlu matzos, aside from the mitzvah of al matzos umrorim yochlu. Bizman shebeis hamikdashkayim. So the Rav Acha holds, no, that pasuk, be'erev tochlu matzos, is going bizman hamikdash. For somebody who's not going to eat korban pesach, like a tamei and b'derech rechoka. But bizman hazeh, when there is no beis hamikdash and nobody's bringing korban pesach, there's no mitzvah of matzah. Ksi bahayu tzrichet. And Rav Acha holds, no, you need a pasuk for Tamei and Hoya Mederech Rechoka, and a pasuk for Oral and Ben Nechar. And I wouldn't know one from the other. That in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, if you're not bringing Korban Pesach because you're Tamei or Mederech Rechoka, you have to eat matzah and mar, or matzah. According to those opinions. And if you're a Ben Nechar, an Oral, and you're not bringing Korban Pesach because of that, then you have to, what's it called, also eat matzah and mar. The Tamei v'shoyu b'derek rechoka lo yolet mi oro b'necha. You couldn't learn one from the other. I might think that only a Tamei and derek rechoka have to eat matzah, but not an oral and a b'necha, or vice versa. Doha islay tashlumi on the Pesach sheni. Why? Because the Tamei and derek rechoka, I might think, they don't have to eat even matzah and mar, because they're going to bring a Pesach sheni. So do everything then. Now you're exempt completely, and you'll make it up, the second Korban Pesach sheni. Therefore, don't eat matzah now. Wait till you bring Pesach Sheni, and you'll do it the right way with everything. But an Oral and a Ben Nechar don't bring Korban Pesach Sheni. So what's it called? Therefore, you have a chiyuv to eat matzah and mor. You're not allowed to eat Korban Pesach, but you better eat matzah and mor. The ikos of Rachmana be'erev tochlu matzos havimok milo ba'orol b'necher mishim d'lesli tashlumin. If it only said be'erev tochlu matzos, I would say that pasuk Rav Acha says comes to tell me that an oral and a b'necher have to eat matzah even though they're not eating korban pesach. But a tamei and shoya derech rechoka, maybe not. They don't have to eat matzah. They're going to wait till pesach sheni. Aval tamei v'derech rechoka de islu tashlumin lo lechayvu b'risho. Therefore, the Torah had to say a special pasuk by both of them. It had to say Tomei and Derech Rechoka. That really we learn from Be'erev Tochlu Matzos. And maybe that's talking about Oral Ben Echor. No, I have a pasuk already by Oral Ben Echor called Oral Ben Echor. Bo, but not B'matzah Mor. So if it wouldn't have said the pasuk of Bo, I would have said the pasuk of Be'erev Tochlu Matzos is talking about Oral Ben Nechar, and I wouldn't know that a Tamei and Derech Rechoka have to eat matzah. Now that there's a special pasuk by Oral and Ben Nechar, I know the pasuk Be'erev Tochlu Matzos is talking by Tamei and Derech Rechoka. Okay. Tanya Kavashi the Rava, that there's a braisa like Rava, that matzah bizman hazeh is the oraisa. Sheishes yomim tochel matzos, uvayom ashvi atzeres Hashem Elokecha. 6 days eat matzah, and the seventh day doesn't say anything about matzah. Atzeres Hashem Elokecha, just a yom tov. Mashvi rishos, just like the seventh day, doesn't mention matzah. That means you're allowed to eat matzah, but you don't have to. Af sheishes yomim rishos, that's a klal, right? Shadover hayo bechlal, the yotzim in a klal, lo lelamed al atzmo yotzah, el lelamed al klal kula yotzah. Yom Hashvi was in Shivas Yomim Tochal Matzos, was in the cloud, and then the Torah took it out of the cloud and said Sheshes Yomim Tocho Matzah, so V'yom HaShvi no matzah. So it didn't go to teach about itself, but it told him the whole cloud, just like it is only Rishos, all 6 days, the original 6 days are only Rishos. Have you ever show you the cloud? My time. Have you ever show you the cloud? The yotzim on the cloud, the lamed. The lamed al atzmo yotzim, the lamed al cloud kula yotzim. It's one of the yud gimel mido shatorn and dereshes by him. Yochalaf lai lo harishon. I might think that applies to the first night too, that's only rishos. Right? Rishos. Tamad lomer am matzah sumrom yochluhu. Right? You have to eat matzah the first night with korban pesach. Ein li ala bizman she beis hamikdash kai. That's only when there's a beis hamikdash. Bizman she ein beis hamikdash kai menayin. Tamid Lomar, but Erev Tochlu Matzo, Sakosuv Kovachova, like Rav, not like Rav Acha, who holds it's only the Rabban. And some Rishonim say that Tzlach says, an interesting thing. He says that if Matzah Bismanazeh is only the Rabban, and you don't learn the Pasuk, but Erev Tochlu Matzo is going on Bismanazeh, but you learn that it's going on Tomei Vishahoya Baderech Rechoka, who are not going to eat Korban Pesach, but Bismanazeh Bismanazeh to eat Matzah, then Sukkah Bismanazeh, the first night is also the Rabban. Eating, having to eat in the sukkah the first night is only the rabbanan. Because how do you know the whole week you don't have to dafka eat in the sukkah? You can eat things that are not chayiv in sukkah. But the first night you have to eat in the sukkah a kezayis or a kedeya. Why? Because we learn it from Pesach. Just like Pesach, right? Tesvav, tesvav. It says, b'chamishosar yom l'chodesh harishon is a halacha be'erev tochlu matzos. So too, b'chamishosar l'chodesh hashvi'i, there's a chiyuv to eat in the sukkah that first night. If you don't want to eat, you have to eat in the sukkah. So that's only if matzah bismanazeh is the raisa. But if matzah bismanazeh is also the rabbanan, then there's no way of learning out sukkah from matzah. So it would come out, according to Rav Acha, not only is matzah the rabbanan bismanazeh, eating in the sukkah the first night, why do you have to sit in the sukkah all 7 days? And if you do, and you, what's it called, you have to sleep or whatever, so you what's it called, you have a chiyuv of the rice of sukkah. But the chiyuv to eat, the davka, the first night, you decide you don't want to eat, you want to eat just meat, you don't want to eat bread. Right? You want to eat something that'll be mechayiv you in sukkah, but not, what's it called, not be mechayiv you in sukkah, but you'll be yotzei kiddush, what's it called, you'll eat, you'll drink some wine or whatever, and be koveya suda on that, so you'll be yotzei kiddush mokum suda. So you're not mechuyev, and sudas yontif, you're what's it called? You'll be yotze with something else, right? Then that's perfectly okay according to this. It's only the rabbanan you have to eat in the sukkah the first night according to Rav Acha, just like matzah is only the rabbanan. See Rashbam. Shvi rishos dechsivu v'yom ha'shvi atzeres lo ksiv tochel matzos shari yotziu min ha'klal. So it was in the cloud because there was a pasuk shiv hashem af sheishes yom rishos shim rotz lecho basar below lechem ol isano sar rishos biyadam. If you want to eat meat, you don't want to eat bread, or you want to fast. So they ask him, you can't fast the mice, it's yontif. But he means, l'gabi, the mitzvah of matzah, you could fast. Not l'gabi, the mitzvah of yontif. So they ask also, since the mitzvah of sukkah, the rest of the yontif, is only rishos. You don't have to eat in a sukkah. If you eat, you have to eat in a sukkah. But you don't have to eat. Yet, and same thing here, if you eat, you have to eat matzah, you can't eat chametz. So why do we make a bracha on sukkah the whole 7 days and we don't make a bracha on matzah? So many answers. One answer is that sukkah it's impossible not to be chayiv in because you have to sleep in the sukkah too and you can't go 7 days without sleep. So sukkah your vade is going to be chayiv in, therefore you make the bracha the whole 7 days. Matzah you could go without eating what's it called matzah the whole 7 days. You could eat, you know, duvshanim or whatever, eat pesach cakes or whatever the whole 7 days. So in Mela, there's no way that you're going to have to eat. Another thing is, by sukkah, the idea is, you're not chayiv to eat in the sukkah, but if you eat the things that are mechayiv you, you have to eat them in the sukkah. That's like tzitzis. You don't have to wear a beged with four corners. But if you wear a beged with four corners, you're mechayiv to wear tzitzis. So you make a bracha. But matzah, there's no way that you're mechayiv to eat matzah. Right? If you want to, you eat matzah. If you don't want to, you don't eat matzah. There's nothing that you do, well, if I do this, I have to eat matzah. Right? If I eat this, I have to be in the sukkah. Another thing is, eating matzah isn't nikkur that you're doing it for a mitzvah. It's only a rishos, and I'm doing it because I like to eat matzah. But eating a sukkah, nobody eats in a sukkah because they like to eat in a sukkah. They eat in a sukkah, it's obviously for a mitzvah. So therefore, there's a bracha on the rishos of sukkah. There's no bracha on the rishos of matzah. Those are various reasons that are given. Okay, and others say that that bechlal, it's a different thing. There's no mitzvah, even a reshus, to eat matzah the 7 days. It's just a lava bo mechlal say. In other words, don't eat chametz. So instead, eat matzah. Eating matzah is not a kiyum of a reshus. It's not eating chametz, and that you make a bracha. In sukkah, it's not don't eat outside the sukkah. It's eating the sukkah. So there's a positive thing that's a reshus. There you what's it called? There's a chiyum. Have you ever show you bechlal Rashbam? To receive shivas yom tocha matzos, the yotzim in a cloud, the high crow, the sheishes yom, and receive the lamed shehi reshus. There's a pasuk that says shivas yom tocha matzos. Here it says sheishes yom, so it took the seventh day out of the cloud. The lola lamed alatzim levado, it didn't take the seventh day just to teach about itself that it's not a chiyub. El lamed ala cloud kulo, the hainu zayin yom, it comes to tell me on the cloud the whole 7 days are not a chiyub, it's only reshus. That's one of the midos that the Torah gave to Darshan. The sugya is like Rava, that matzah bismanazeh is doraisa, and mor is only drabonin. The Atanya kavasi the Rava, because we have a braisa that says like Rava. The Kaimelon Nomik Rabbi Yochanan, the Omer, Dein Ochlin Acher Matzah Shchova, Shabachron Naklum. We also pass on Rabbi Yochanan that Ein Maftir and Acher Matzah Achikomen. The Lovifto Tam Matzah Minei. Mashmah Rashbam, that if Matzah would have only been the Rabbanon, Bisman Hazeh, we wouldn't have such halacha. But since Matzah is the Raisa, and there is a Kazayas that you have to eat Minat Torah, so that last Kazayas that you eat, L'shem Chova, that's Rashbam Shita. That it's the last kezayis, that's the ikr chova, you don't eat anything after that. Aval shtiyas yayin lo mevatli. The shtiyah lo mevatli achila minei. But drinking wine is okay, and surely other drinks, because drink doesn't take away the taste. So the Rashbam learns that the idea is not to take away the taste, and therefore only eating does that. Like we said, some Rishonim learn that you're not allowed to drink intoxicating things after the matzah, but that's only till halal's finished. And somehow the drink also takes away the taste. So We are like machmer by both of them. We don't eat after, but we drink water or any other drinks that are not intoxicating. And what's it called? And some hold that that issur of eating after matzah only applies till chatzos. But once you can't be yotzi anymore, because we hold like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah that it's only till chatzos, then you could eat. We don't hold like that either. We hold you're allowed to, what's it called, even after chatzos, you can't eat the whole night. Okay, to leave the time of matzah in your mouth the whole night, even a time when you can't be yotzei matzah anymore. Okay.
I don't understand.
Yeah.
Why should it be shita that says that boy of tofu matzos is only talking about their chokma?
Why?
The Torah says b'chomo shvoseichem tofu matzos.
Yeah. If you're a what's it called? If you're a tami in derech rechoka. Right, you don't really have to eat it in Yerushalayim, but if you leave Yerushalayim, right, because you decide you're not going to be, make Korban Pesach. So you're not going to go to Yerushalayim. What do I have to be in Yerushalayim for? I'm going to stay in Matit Yahu. I'm a Tomei V'derech Rechoka, and the Mela, I'll make my Seder in Matit Yahu. Comes along the Torah and says, in Matit Yahu, you also have to eat matzahs.
But from the foremost person.
Right. Yeah.
So then why should you need Boer Tofu matzahs for that?
No, no. So bechol machmetzes lo sochelu, bechol machshvosechem tochlu matzos. That's the pasuk you're talking about. That's the reshus. That means the whole 7 days you can't eat chametz. You want to eat something that's like bread? Eat matzah. That's not a chiyuv. Yeah. No. That's what we know. So once we learn from Dover Shoya Bechlau that all 7 days are only reshus, then all the psukim that say anything about eating matzah 7 days are only reshus.
So why you don't need that pasuk to tell you that you have reshus, eat matzah? Why shouldn't you?
No, so you're mekayim a mitzvah of not eating chametz. Or your reshus means there's a mitzvah, but it's not a chova. But what's the chova of eating matzah? That's only from the pasuk there of tochlu matzah. And that's only by a tamin shayu b'derech rechoka. That mitzvah, the Erev Tochlu Matzos, applies everywhere, because it doesn't say only in the Beis HaMikdash. And it applies, what's it called, dafka, though, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, to somebody who's not eating matzah. All the other psukim are the reshus. Either reshus means there's a mitzvah, like the Vilna Gaon says, but you don't have to do it. Or there's no mitzvah at all, it's not eating, the kiyum of not eating chametz is when you eat something that could have been chametz, and this is not chametz. But all those other psukim are only the reshus. That's what you learn from this pasuk. The only pasuk that's a chova is be'erev tochlu matzos. That's the one that makes it a chova. Now it could be that chova is forever, even not in time they think there's, or according to Rav Acha, that chova is only for somebody who's not going to eat korban pesach but still has to eat matzah. That's the machlokas.
Not according to the Vilna Gaon.
Yeah.
Why do you need
the pasuk? The pasuk is what you call the lava b'mechlal aseh. That if you want that the way of not eating chametz is by eating matzah. In other words, chametz you can't eat, but eat matzah. That's the idea. In other words, what's it called? It's a stronger way of saying you can't eat chametz. You can only eat matzah. You have only rishus to eat matzah. You have no rishus to eat chametz. That's it. It's a strengthening of the Yisrael chametz.